KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly sunny and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer has issued the unofficial results of a special election in Adair that took place on Tuesday. Those results show Jeremy Marvin Gettler received a total of 57 votes to fill a vacancy seat on the city council in Adair, and there were a scattering of 17 other votes. And Public Measure A in Adair was approved by a vote of 86 to nothing. There were a total of 86 votes cast during the election out of a possible 513 registered voters, meaning 16.76% of the voters turned up at the polls. The results of the election are unofficial until canvassed by the Adair County Board of Supervisors. Members of the Griswold School District's Board of Education Tuesday evening agreed with a recommendation from the district's Facilities Committee to further pursue the option of consolidating the district's operations into one central campus that would be located in Griswold. Superintendent Dave Hendricks has stated in the past that for the past several months, the Facilities Committee has been carefully evaluating the cost to maintain multiple school buildings while at the same time considering the long-term operational impacts. The committee will now be tasked with further defining the plans, cost, and best way to pay upon the option. The Audubon School Board Monday evening held a public hearing with regard to the proposed fiscal year 2017-18 school calendar. Superintendent Brett Gibbs told KJAN News that no one showed up for the hearing and there were no written or oral comments about the proposal, which makes a change to the tradition of having a spring break.
We will not have a spring break next year. Graduation, I believe, will be on Sunday, May 20th, and then the last day of school would be sometime that week, depending, of course, on the number of snow days we have next year.
Last month, Gibbs said the teachers had overwhelmingly requested not to have a spring break next year, which is something they've been doing for the past few years. The novelty, he said, at the time has kind of worn off a bit, and it's also a way to wrap up the school year sooner. In other business, the Audubon Education Association presented its initial bargaining proposal to the school board.
You know, it's been the two public meetings, and so now the board will come back, you know, at the next meeting to and make their opening proposal, and then bargaining can start in earnest from there. Obviously, it's a whole new ball game this year with the change in the Chapter 20 collective bargaining.
The teachers proposed a total package increase of 4.5%. In other business, the Audubon School Board Monday approved the transfer of longtime health and physical education teacher Sue Hawkins to an instructional coach's position due to the retirement of one of the instructional coaches. The board will then be looking for a new health and PE teacher to replace Hawkins. A public hearing will be held this morning at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic with regard to the fiscal year 2018 Cass County budget. The hearing, which begins at 8:30, is part of the regular Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting. The board will then act on adopting the fiscal year 2018 county budget and FY 2018 secondary roads budget. In other action, they're expected to review county compensation board recommendations for elected officers' salaries and act upon approving those recommendations. They'll also review bids and award a contract for a courthouse lighting project upgrade and act on appointing a Noble Township clerk to a vacancy term through 2020, as well as the appointment of a zoning commissioner to fill a vacancy term through 2020. And at 9 o'clock this morning, the board is slated to hear from the Cass County Health System CEO, Brett Altman. Police in Red Oak late Tuesday night arrested 44-year-old Jeremy Richard Hines of Red Oak for a domestic abuse assault. Hines was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. in the 1800 block of Sunny Slope Drive and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities in Western Iowa are asking for your help in locating a vehicle that was involved in a carjacking Tuesday morning. Council Bluffs police say just before 11 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 3200 block of 23rd Avenue, where a 26-year-old Council Bluffs woman reported the carjacking incident. Upon arrival, officers spoke to the victim, who said that while she was in the parking lot of the Buc-ee's near South 24th and I-80, a male passenger exited another vehicle and then approached her vehicle displaying a handgun. The suspect, a white male about 30 years of age, 6 feet tall, with a medium build, got into the passenger side of the woman's vehicle and told her to drive while pointing the handgun at her. On South 35th Street near Nebraska Avenue, the suspect told the victim to pull over so he could drive. And when she stopped the vehicle, the victim got out and attempted to flee by running across an empty grass field at the southeast corner of South 35th and Nebraska Avenue. The suspect drove the car into the field after the female may have possibly fired at her with a handgun. The woman was not injured. She managed to run back to South 35th Street, where she flagged down a passing motorist who gave her a ride out of the area to a nearby business, where she notified authorities. The car they're looking for is a white 2007 Acura TL. It's a four-door with Iowa license plates FFW306. If you see that vehicle, you're asked to call 911. The case is currently being investigated by the Criminal Investigation Division of the Council Bluffs Police Department. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has information with regard to it is encouraged to call detectives at 712-328-4728 or 328-STOP. And if you wish to remain anonymous, you can do so. In the funeral announcements, Betty Jean Borst, age 81, of Redfield, died February 25th. Funeral services for Betty Borst will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Marcus J. Stessman, age 88, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Marcus Stessman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret A. Parmalee Sontag, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Margaret Parmalee Sontag will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dale Fink, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Celebration of life services for Dale Fink will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Margaret Casper Bauer, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Casper Bauer will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. And Jed Kaiser, age 33, of Hancock, has died. A celebration of life for Jed Kaiser will be held from 6 until 8 p.m. on Friday at the Carson Community Center. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.